Good day, journal. Get up. Get up. Each morning is the same. Each morning is as if you are on the proverbial mat of life. Every morning you must imagine the divine referee standing over you, engaged in the count of 10. Will you get up or will you remain on the mat? Will you let life watch you get counted out? That's how it goes. You get knocked down in your life and must decide if you want to get up. Each day, some aspect of life knocks you down. Some person, place, or thing in your life punches you in the face and knocks you to your knees. It's up to you to get up. Nobody can get in the ring to help you up. There's no teammate you can tag in to fight the battle for you. The referee can't save you. You have to get up on your own. The truth about this life is that you'll get punched, so you might as well get that through your thick head. That's what life is for. There is no avoiding or escaping the punch. Life's punch is a punch you cannot slip. The journey called life is like the boxing video game you played during your youth. Punch out. Life exists to see if it can punch you out or if you will fight back for the right to live your life, just as you always imagined. Yesterday, folks punched at you, expecting you to stay down to quit your dreams. The week before, that was the same. So too were years prior. Folks have doubted you for as long as you can remember and taken the figurative swing at you, singing like LL Cool J. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. The thought was then, as always, that if folks punch you hard enough, you'll give up. A gut punch to your self-confidence is where the punching begins. A blow against your head to make you think the impossible means something to you. A hard strike at your heart to get you to discontinue the beat of your heart that beats to be great is the final blow. Yes, day after day it's the same old thing. Life punches you and you will inevitably hit the canvas, knowing that you will repeatedly find your behind lying on your butt should gift you comfort. Knowing that getting hit is unavoidable should mentally prepare you for continuously getting up off the ground. You have one job, which is to get up and try again. Your only job is to stand up and avoid the count out. All you need to do is get up on your 2 feet, then look at the opponent and say, "Nope, life, not today. Today I will not stay down. Today I will not be defeated. Today you will not make me quit pursuing the life I dream and hope for, my destiny at the intersection of joy and happiness. I see my opponent standing, ready to punch me once again. And I know I am neither as strong nor as swift as you. I know that you will hit me no matter what I do, and you will do so successfully. I know that more times than not, you will knock me off my feet and put me flat on my butt. Yet I also know that the Creator designed me to get up. If there is one thing I can, will, and must do as well, if not better than all others, it is to rise and shine. Rise no matter how hard or how many times you knock me down. Shine a light that others might know the benefits of getting up when knocked down. I am, for others, a living, breathing example of one who gets a beat down by life daily but keeps getting up. People may discount me, but they best never count me out. I will not stop moving forward. I will make a stand for my best life until the bell indicates that I made it to the next round. Survival is another way to describe the process of my life. Survive and advance. Survive life's vicious punches, get up, and make it to the next round. The next round is a new day. The next round from yesterday is today. The next round from today is tomorrow. And so goes the next round, round and round. Life can punch you with any of the people you encounter. Strangers and foes alike have beaten me. Their punches are both unmistakable. They hurt like hell. They both can feel like a ton of bricks hit you. Yet, the most brutal punches I know come from loved and adored ones. It is those you trust and allow permission to get closest to you who can land one body blow after another. These folks in the trenches with you can clinch you in ways others cannot. These folks stand in proximity to punch you in the gut again and again. The gut punches and strikes at our internal organs like our hearts, minds, and souls, making us not want to get up. The gut punches received from those who profess to care the most about us leave us physically hurt and mentally and spiritually punch drunk. And still, like Maya Angelou, you must rise. Still, I rise. I rise because nobody will keep me from living my best life. I won't let anybody stop me from living up to my unlimited potential. I am in excellent health, maintain abundant wealth, and share timeless wisdom again today because when life hit me yesterday and knocked me on my keister, I got up before the cosmic official counted to 10. I made it to the next round. And in this round, I will take the fight to this day. I'm going to live my life with unbridled enthusiasm. I will make it painfully clear to those I love and adore that I love them now and will adore them later. Love you later. With all that I have in me, I intend to find something, if not several things, that cause me to laugh my butt off. Laugh out loud will be more than a gif or an emoji. Yes, I'm no longer lingering on the mat. I'm standing tall on my 2 feet. Proud and robust, I stand in the ring against my arch nemesis, life. Life, you will not win today. Life, you will not win ever because for as long as I am alive, I will get up no matter how hard you hit me. I will never stay down. Each time I'm on the mat, I will rise until I hear the spirit say, the fight is over. But not until the Creator says, my good and faithful servant, the fight is over, will I do anything but get my butt day after day off the mat.
Reflect and write. You got knocked down today. It is not the first time and it won't be the last. Someone disappointed you. The event didn't go as expected. That door you thought was about to open didn't. The question is, will you choose to get up? It doesn't matter if you took the blow to your heart, your head, or your ego. You have what it takes to get up and try it again. What in life knocked you down today? Who or what do you need to face and declare boldly, today I will not stay down. Today I will not be defeated. Today you will not make me quit pursuing the life I dream and hope for. Who in your life is counting on you to get up? Who is looking to you to inspire them to get up as well? Now act. Take time to journal forward about what life looks like after you've been knocked down, but get up to continue the relentless pursuit of your best life. Journey forward.